One Sunday afternoon, Klein is walking back to his barracks. An SS officer comes up from behind and knocks him to the ground. Klein gets to his feet and stands at attention, avoiding the SS man's gaze.
"The Sturmbannführer told me that he would like to conduct an experiment," Klein said. "He orders me to play Brahms Sonata No. 1 for violin and piano in G major. I take my violin from its case and begin to play. An inmate walks past. The Sturmbannführer asks him to please name the piece I am playing. The inmate says he does not know. The Sturmbannführer draws his sidearm and shoots the inmate through the head. He finds another inmate and poses the same question, and on it goes for the next hour. Those who can answer the question correctly are spared. Those who can't, he shoots through the head. By the time he's finished, 15 bodies are lying at my feet. When his thirst for Jewish blood is quenched, the man in black smiles and walks away. I lay down with the dead and said mourner's Kaddish for them."
Klein lapsed into a long silence. A car hissed past in the street. Klein lifted his head and began to speak again. "The community numbered 185,000 before the war. 65,000 perished in the Holocaust. 1,700 stumbled back into Vienna in 1945, only to be greeted by a new wave of anti-Semitism. Those who demigrated at the point of a German gun were discouraged from returning. Demands for financial restitution were met by silence or sneeringly referred to Berlin. Klein, returning to his home in the second district, found an Austrian family living in the flat. When he asked them to leave, they refused. It took a decade to pry them loose. As for his father's textile business, it was gone for good. Friends encouraged him to go to Israel or America. Klein vowed to stay in Vienna, a living, breathing, walking memorial. He left his violin behind at Auschwitz and never played again. He earned his living as a clerk in a dry goods store and later as an insurance salesman. In 1995, on the 50th anniversary of the war's end, the government agreed to pay surviving Austrian Jews approximately $6,000 each. Klein showed Gabrielle the check. It had never been cashed. "I didn't want their money," he said. $6,000? For what? My mother and father, my two sisters, my home, my possessions?" He tossed the check onto the table.